DW News.
Hello, I'm Sertan Sanderson with the news on Africa Link. We start with a grisly discovery off the coast of Senegal, where the bodies of at least 30 migrants were found drifting on a boat. Due to the advanced stage of the body's decomposition at the time of the discovery, details about the identities of the deceased could not be established. Senegal has become one of the main departure points in West Africa for migrants hoping to reach Europe. Thousands of deaths and disappearances are recorded along the dangerous sea route every year, with an unknown number of instances never even discovered or claimed. And another migrant tragedy occurred off the Greek coast after a small boat carrying migrants sank in the eastern Aegean Sea off the island of Samos. At least 3 women and a child were confirmed to have died. Meanwhile, 31 people are believed to have survived the ordeal. There was no immediate information on the identities or nationalities of the survivors, nor of the dead. You're listening to the news here on Africa Link, brought to you by Germany's international broadcaster Deutsche Welle, DW. The conflict in the Middle East appears to be entering a new stage after nearly 500 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes on strategic sites in Lebanon. The death toll is the highest on a single day since fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah in the aftermath of the October 7 terror attacks last year, which were carried out by Hamas in southern Israel. Both Hamas and Hezbollah are considered to be terrorist groups by the governments of Israel, Germany, and the US. The Israeli government, meanwhile, has declared a state of emergency across the country following the escalation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had the following message for the people of Lebanon.
Israel's war is not with you, it's with Hezbollah. For too long, Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. To defend our people against Hezbollah strikes, we must take out those weapons.
I promised that we would change the security balance, the balance of power in the north. And this is exactly what we are doing. We are destroying thousands of missiles and rockets aimed at Israeli cities and Israeli citizens. We are facing complex days.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, issued a statement claiming that the attacks are, quote, not only violations of international law, but may amount to war crimes. Israel has not yet responded to those allegations. In South Sudan, 5 prominent lawyers have presented a petition to the Supreme Court to stop the extension of the government's transitional period by another 2 years. DW's James Shimanyula has more.
The petition, submitted to Supreme Court Chief Justice Chan Rick Madut, describes this extension as unconstitutional. But the country's highest court has yet to respond to the legal challenge. Elections were originally due to be held in December. One of the 5 lawyers, Deng John Deng, said the following.
We have confidence in our court, trusting him that he will entertain our petition. The petition is again the government of the Republic of South Sudan, presidency, the legislation. We requested the court to order the government to declare this unconstitutional extension.
And a prominent rights activist, Peter Malay, had this to say.
The process of the extension has been predetermined. There has been largely lack of political will. We have also seen interference from the region. I strongly believe and know that whatever much the lawyers could do, it is not going to reverse the process, but it is important to help the people of South Sudan to start demanding and being able to be prepared to challenge such a situation.
And that's all the news for today. For more, please find us online at dw.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Sertan Sanderson.